Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Bert Show.
The email reads like this. It says, this is more for the women on the Bert Show than it is for the guys. It's one of those am I crazy questions that I'm too embarrassed to ask my own friends about. But can the women be totally honest with me? Maybe it's just me. But whenever I go for my wonderful, quote-unquote, yearly gyno appointment, I always feel compelled to fold my panties up and hide them under my jeans, all folded nicely on the chair.
Mm-hmm. That's normal.
Everybody does that?
I do. You kind of want to keep everything nice and neat.
Why?
Because you don't want people to see your panties.
But he's your gynecologist. He's about to check out your...
Yeah, but it's,
I have a she.
Yeah, so do
or
I.
She.
But isn't it the equivalent of, you know...
I don't know. It's just like a politeness thing.
Before you go to the dentist, you floss like you've never flossed before. Same idea, right?
No, the folding up of the panties is just like, I don't
courtesy.
Know.
Courtesy.
Yeah.
You don't leave your panties just hanging out in your bedroom.
Polite.
For everyone to see.
So, but it's
I just
all
think that's so strange because they're just about to take a look at... Like what?
I don't know. It's your underwear.
It's about to take a look at your hoochie.
Yeah.
You're worried about your underwear?
It's all the same category. You know, there's not going to be anything... Because we are in the medical profession, gynecologist, dentist, at least, you know, by degree, it's the whole thought of it is gross to us. So like when you go to the dentist, you try to make it as pleasant as possible, mm-hmm. right? So aren't you doing the same thing at the gyno?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just try to make it plenty, you know, big old
as
civilized drawers.
As possible.
Yes.
Yeah, big old drawers hanging around. It's not polite.
Okay, again, she says... She always folds up her panties and hides them under her jeans, all folded nicely on the chair. Do any of you do this? He's about to look at the most private parts of my body, so why should I care if he sees my underwear? Also, does anybody else shave their legs and, she writes, trim before their exam? I do, not only if anybody else, not sure if anybody else does. Does anybody else clean up for their appointment? I think I put more time into getting ready for this exam than I do when I'm going out with a guy. I even make sure that my bra and panties match. Am I crazy? Sheila.
The bra and panties thing's a little
odd. Yeah, the bra and
panties
thing I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
But I can see cleaning. Because you don't want to go in and look at a mess. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Because I have a female doctor, I don't think about it in that same way. I think it's because her doctor is a male.
Maybe.
I would probably think about it more or put more time into it if it was a male doctor.
But you still make sure you're all in order, right? Like you don't go in there all not in order.
I don't think about it as much.
So you wouldn't like the couple of hours leading up to your exam, you wouldn't go and shave, or the night before you wouldn't shave?
No.
I do.
You do?
See, I don't think that's abnormal.
Man or woman, Gina?
I have a woman.
Woman.
So I'm not trying to impress her with anything, but I just don't want to look all like a hot mess and nasty hairy legs and all that junk going on.
I always am concerned about my socks.
Really?
Your socks?
Because they're right up next to the face.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Oh, really?
You don't want your feet to stink.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I didn't think about that.
Yes, because you're like, you know, going to get in the...
But she's got a mask on.
...stirrups, and your feet are right there.
But she's got a mask on.
Do you take your socks off? No, because then you're bare feet and it's cold in there and then your feet might smell. So you leave your socks on. And then I'm like, well, then you look ridiculous with just socks on. So it's like I'm always I never know what to do with the socks. Leave them on. Take them off. Do they smell? Would your feet smell worse if you do take them off?
That's hilarious.
I have the same issue with the dentist.
Your socks?
Yeah. Do you keep your pants on or pants off when you go to the dentist? That what your
pants
question?
Off, right?
Yeah.
That's right? Normal. Yes.
Hey, Rebecca. Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, I'm such a big fan.
Thank you.
See you later.
Is that it?
What's on?
Okay. Well, I'm definitely one of those women who definitely, like, I will go the whole yards. I will clean down there. I'll trim. I'll shave my legs. I'll make sure I wash my feet. And I even wear rainbow-colored socks just so, you know, it's okay to leave my socks on and I don't feel so completely stupid.
That's the same struggle you had,
Jack. Socks, yeah.
You know,
it's a concern.
Then I definitely fold up my clothes. And that's even, you know, if I go to just the regular doctor and just for regular, you know, other crap, that's still, you know.
And you put the underwear underneath your pants so your doctor can't see your underwear?
Yes, I do. I do that with my bra, too.
Really?
Yeah, I put my bra in.
Yeah,
well, you don't
do that too.
Normally take off your bra anyways, but.
How long is one of those exams?
It's pretty short, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, not too long.
It's 10 longest minutes of the year, I'm imagining.
Well, and that portion of it is even faster. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe 60 seconds.
And now get on with your life.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello.
You just equated your vagina to Chili's.
No, I totally agree with her. Because I guess it's in our mind, we know that the doctors are not paying us any mind. But it's still the fact of when we're in there, we're like butt naked. I mean, who wants to be in there and you're thinking, okay, did I lotion up enough? Okay, did I trim this enough? Okay, are they looking at this? Okay, are my socks clean? Okay, did I fold this up properly? You're in there and then you're waiting butt naked with just like this huge paper towel covering you up. And you're like...
That paper towel thing is awful, too.
Yes, it's so bad. I mean,
you should bring
a
Snuggie.
Yeah, I mean, the process is quick itself, but it's just the whole, you have just feel like you have to get ready for it, and you have to put that time into it just because someone's looking at you. Whether they're looking at you in that way, they're still looking at you.
Will you dress differently, your outerwear different also? Like, it's almost like you're going out on a date. Like, will you wear nicer clothes?
I mean, I'm not going to go in there sloppy because I feel like if you're, like, in some jogging suit or something, you still kind of feel like, eh. But, you know, I mean, nicer, yeah, but not too nice, but kind of comfortable where I can get in my clothes, get out, you know, and kind of not, you don't want to go in there and like sweat. Like you're in the office and you're like, don't want to break out in a sweat or anything because you don't want to feel like you made yourself dirty.
Really? You'll avoid sweating?
Yeah, I mean, when you're sitting in the office, you don't want to feel like, okay, I've just went through this whole process of lotion and cleaning just to get in the office and be like, damn, did I sweat a little bit?
Look, what you're saying is the same thing this email says, is that she says that she's putting more time into getting ready for the exam than she does when she goes out with a guy.
See, I'll wear sweatpants. Like, I don't care about my outerwear, but you want to make sure everything else looks decent.
I'm with her on the outerwear, though. I'll wear a nicer outfit on the days that I'm going to the doctor or the dentist.
Really?
Yes.
Fascinating.
But isn't that just...
See, I don't care about that.
See, to me, I think
or
that...
Or when I fly, I still do that. That's kind of old-fashioned, isn't it?
I don't think it's old-fashioned. I think it's just that... You know, because we work in a room with each other and have for so long, we don't really care what each other looks like. And by the way, I have to tell you that it's really throwing me off and weirding me out that Jen just put on all of her makeup during this break because I'm wondering what is about to happen.
Like, I just put on lip gloss because my lips were
And you
chapped.
Did that thing with the little thing.
You know you're okay until she changed her socks. Then it's going to completely
different.
It's going
to
get weird.
But what I was but like, related to that, like we all come in and looking like bums and, you know, different ways. But if one of us has a doctor's appointment or something, or now I'm going to, you know, start checking Jen's socks. Like, if one of us comes
Please
in...
Please don't.
If one of us comes in looking a little more dressed up, it's always like, what do you got going on after the show? Because, so...
Yes, that's true.
So I guess my point, which you really threw me with the lip gloss. My point is just, I think that we dress down for our job, so we do dress up to go to other places, where if you wear a suit to work every day... You probably don't dress better for the dentist.
I know most guys won't agree with this, but I've told you guys before. If I'm going in for the yearly exam, you know, and I know he's going to like do the hernia test and check my junk and all that.
Cough, brother.
I'm trimming the night before.
I'm doing a little manscaping.
I manscaped for my doctor. Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, being in the medical profession, and I've actually done, I'm a pediatrician, but I've done like all, you have to do all the prep, and you do 2 months in OB. I have to say that it is refreshing to see people who do take care of themselves and do trim and you know, make a little bit of an effort, because it can, I mean, we see so many that you kind of get really, you get so used to it, but when people do take care and they shave and they look good and they've shaved their legs, it's nice. I mean, we appreciate it. So,
Rachel, imagine being a gynecologist in the 60s.
Oh, I know. It's scary. I don't even want to think about
That's
it.
That's all over the place.
That must have really sucked.
Yeah. You have one of those little minor lights on your head.
Gross.
Carried a machete in one hand.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, this is kind of embarrassing, but I just wanted to call and say that I do not trim before the gyno, and I don't think any girl should trim before the gyno.
Sounds like most do.
Well, the reason why is because the first time I went, you know, I was a teenager. I was 17, and I was all nervous, and I did what all these women are talking about, and I got all dressed up, and I trimmed everything and tried to get all groomed up. And the doctor kind of treated me like I might be kind of loose, like a loose teenage girl, because, you know, I was all trimmed up or whatever. And ever since then, I never trim before the gyno, because I'm just worried that they're going to look down on me, like maybe I'm,
really?
I'm kind of like,
did your doc? Did your doctor say something to you?
You know,
I had my mom with me because I was a teenager, and we both agreed when he left the room that he just kind of talked down to me, and he asked me all these questions about birth control, and I was not active sexually or anything, and he just kind of talked to me like maybe I was some kind of loose girl, and the only reason I could think is because I was, you know, all hairless.
It's funny you say that, because Brittany, who comes on at 10 o'clock, just sent an instant message, and she had a friend who... would be bald,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Except for the month before her appointment, because she didn't want to be judged as a kinky weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
So when she would go to her doctor, she would let everything fill in and then clean up again after the appointment.
And I've had that same thought with laser hair removal. People who get the whole thing taken care of. I have always thought, well, what happens when you go to have a baby? And, like, everybody's all up in there all the time, but you got, like, nothing, like, you're totally bald,
mm-hmm.
but you're, like, having a baby. So, like, to me, like, you're looking like, yeah, I don't know.
Like a 12-year-old really, like, having a baby?
Yeah! That's why I would never be able to do that permanent hair removal of the whole thing, because it's like, really?
But you want your baby to have easy access to oxygen,
yeah, but you're
too.
Like, I mean, a mother at that point. Like, to me, like, you should be a woman, and you should sort of look like a woman when you're having a baby. And
oh,
if you,
I don't
no,
care.
No, I think you should shave it, and the first thing the baby should, it should be like an easy access.
The baby shouldn't be able to grab onto anything and try to force itself back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, that's just weird to me.
Entering the world in one of those, like, phases with all that in her face and stuff?
That's just
traumatizing. That's a way to come into the world right there.
You gotta at least have something.
No.
A landing strip.
Think about what when your car goes through the car wash, the very last thing, those things are hanging down that go on your windshield right there.
Yeah.
That's
no,
what
I'm
happens
not,
to the
okay
baby if you're not
that
shaved.
And then what I mean, like, there's no triangle
to car wash.
Like, zero triangle left and you're having a baby. What is that? I don't know.
And then what happens when you pull the baby out and in the first picture you notice there's a pube on your kid.
Oh.
Here, Bert Show.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.